ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's Gary. It's Lisa. Well, you're done. You're taking care of Carlos in Burbank, your new man, with a see-through fridge.
God, I gotta get one of those.
You can't believe what people have on their fridges. 1-800-232-KRTH. Somebody says paper plates and flashlights in case the lights go out. Smart. Here's somebody says, I have a box of fake sugar and a set of colorful melamine bowls. Is that how you pronounce that? Melamine? Kathy says.
I don't know.
On top of my fridge, every sharp object I put when my mother-in-law comes over. Here's somebody. Happy Friday, guys. I have a box of Kleenex, a notepad and pen. They all come in handy when I'm cutting onions and cry, the Kleenex, or get a call and need to take notes. That's Beth. Richard, what do you have on your fridge?
Hey, good morning, Gary, and good morning, crew.
Say good morning to
good
Lisa.
Morning.
Buy her a see-through fridge. She'll be putty in your hands.
On my fridge, I carry on top, there's vases, because I'm always bringing just because flowers. For the misses, I have a jar of toothpick, and I keep my doggy treats on top because every time I go to the fridge for snacks, my doggy always follows me.
Wow. You spoiled that dog, you know.
Oh, yes.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
I know.
Oh,
I do.
No. It's a good thing for my doggy.
What does all that say about you? You're a thoughtful guy with a flower vases and with a dog. You're just a thoughtful guy.
Oh, yeah.
A nice guy.
Sometimes gets you in trouble, but you're always a nice guy.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh, Gary.
Yes,
Lisa,
sir.
One more thing. Tomorrow, I take my first shot. I'm not going to wait for the Johnson & Johnson. I'm taking my first shot tomorrow.
What are you getting, a Pfizer and Pfizer?
No, it's the Madeira.
Madeira. Madeira's
a
wine.
I call it the Madonna, whatever. You know?
The Madonna. You're getting the Madonna shot. The Madea shot.
I'll be like a virgin, yeah.
Or you could be like Madea. You could wind up with a big bosoms.
Oh, God. Hey, Gary, watch that.
Hey! Not bad, Richard. Work on that.
You guys take care now.
Maybe it is the Madea shot.
It might grow those boobs. Be careful. Hello, Governor!
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Well, I'm here to tell you that Prince Charles says he feels enormously let down by Meghan and Prince Harry's racism claims. According to a source in the royal household, Charles believes...
It's a senior royal.
Charles believes in diversity, and of all the members of the royal family, he has taken this issue the most seriously, they say.
I have taken it seriously, Lisa.
Yes,
having,
Charles.
Having diversity is what I believe in. I have several animals in my household. I have a horse that I'm married to. I saw a rat in the basement.
Oh, man, you've been down in the basement? That's a whole thing.
Yes.
He's also said to be very upset with his relationship with Harry, which has been described by a palace insider as a very complicated relationship.
Oh, he dumped his mother.
Well,
then the mother died.
They actually say that not just Harry has this complicated relationship with Charles, but Wills also.
And by the way, the British people do. He has a lower approval rating than Harry does right now.
Charles?
Charles has an 11% approval rating, according to this poll they did, and Harry has a 14% approval rating. In fact, Camilla has 5%, Meghan has 8%.
Get out!
So they're more... He's never going to be king. Never going to happen.
Wow! Wow. Well, they say it's not a straightforward father-son relationship, and according to this palace source, he is their father and their boss, and they are beholden to him to find their offices, to fund their offices and lives. Now,
I'll
of course,
help them find them also, Lisa.
Not so much for Harry. You're not helping Harry anymore. You're not funding anything.
I gave him $4 million.
You're not even taking his phone calls. So.
Well, you know, my phone fell in the toilet. I told you that.
I know. We told you to get a bag with rice. All right, so the Queen has also weighed in, and she is reportedly...
Mummy, stop, Mummy.
She's shedding tears of a crown. Okay, come on.
That was
funny.
By Smokey Robinson. Oh. It's an old reference. We can't use that anymore.
All right.
Trying to be hip.
Okay.
Yes, trying to be hip and play
sure
Nirvana.
Sure you are. All right. She is, she's pretty sad, not angry, they say, over Meghan and Harry's interview. And according to this source, she has privately pledged to stand by her grandson and Meghan.
I have pledged!
Yes.
To stand by them!
Yes, because
you... So they'll shut their mouths up!
She describes them as much-loved family members, including Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adding she is always worried about Harry and feels very protective about him, saying that they always tried to support Harry, and when Meghan came along, they were all...
Screwed everything up!
They were all so happy!
He was my little boy, my little ginger boy. Now I'm crying, don't play that!
Oh my God!
No, it's too old! Don't play it!
Tears of the crown, not clown!
Tears of a crown!
All right, they're all worried.
No, Smokey Robinson! Wish I could have met him.
You still can't. He's not dead.
He's not dead. Bring him over. Smokey.
No.
I love that Motown here in the palace.
Are you boogieing in the palace right now?
So much diversity.
That is.
Watch
diversity.
Me shake my booty.
I'd rather. Are you twerking?
I'm singing along. So bad. Harry, come on.
All right, they all worried
Dick
less.
Dick's told to man.
Gordon's alive.
Oh, my Gordon. Sparkling.
The Queen is singing. You realize the Queen is singing
the
along with
Tears of the Crown. Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
I'll boogie quietly in the corner.
Just the image of you boogieing is scaring me right now.
Philip, come to me.
Oh, no. Philip is resting. Come on. He just got home.
He's rusting.
Not rusting. Resting. All right. Look, they all worried less about Harry when Meghan arrived. And so the Queen would like to be part of that and say she's still happy that Meghan is with Harry. Because Harry
seems...
She has
to say that.
She says Harry seems so happy.
Harry seemed like a hostage to me.
In any case, Harry and Meghan say they're answering now why they gave so much private information in this interview. They're hoping to force the palace's hand to be honest. And they're hoping that when the investigation
oh, sure they are.
Is
yes.
done,
yes.
that the truth yes. does prevail.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go back to Boogie. Never mind.
They don't trust him, man. They can't trust you. Can't trust them. They're calling Gayle King all the time.
Yeah, well, they did call Gayle King instead of Oprah, which don't you find that weird?
You say they're having a feud with Oprah now.
Well, I said I heard last night
yes.
that maybe they're not talking to Oprah.
Yes.
So I'm not really
sure. She's picking a fight with it. Maybe she's scraping Oprah off her shoes now. She's bigger than Oprah now. She's already dissed the Queen, the family. Now it's Oprah.
She did not diss the Queen.
She dissed that
she
whole family.
Said,
oh, my
I
gosh.
Love the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what she said.
Right, yes.
She said the Queen is only.
She loves her
been
so much, she's destroying the royalty.
Well, she's trying to make things right in the royal palace.
Oh, put a shot to the up!
Oh, shut up, all of you!
No!
All right!
How dare you!
How dare you!
How dare!
Faw!
Get Smokey on the phone!
You know, he has some gorgeous eyes, Queenie, not for nothing. Have you ever seen Smokey's
green
eyes?
Green eyes!
Yes.
Green eyes and ham!
No!
No, no, no!
Leave it
Get Stevie Wonder
it.
Over here! Love them all. Love them.
All right. You know, you've met Stevie Wonder before.
I do remember Silly Girl.
Okay, I'm just
you silly, silly girl.
All right. This entertainment report brought to you by Norm Reeves Honda. Dreaming of a new Honda? You can shop super prices on a super selection.
Ooh, look at
the
that picture
Honda
of Idris Elba.
Oh.
So sexy.
Could you please make Idris the next James Bond?
Yes, I could.
Please
do. Will that
do.
Make Megan go away?
No.
No.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.